Hi, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available through Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. All of this happening during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women, the Women's Wisdom Circle, and a few good men. www.drnorthrup.com. I have recently been pursuing a lifelong dream to become good at tango. It has pushed every button in my body. It's very easy to get up in front of 2,000 people and give a lecture because that's an area of mastery. But to go back and become a rank beginner in a dance where you actually have to be with another person is very, very challenging. That said, I recently found a study that I loved, and it was about taking people with Parkinson's disease and seeing if their mobility could be improved by dancing. And here's what they did. They had two groups, and they assigned one group to tango, waltz, and foxtrot, tai chi, or no intervention. And after 20 lessons, it was the tango that significantly improved mobility, social support, and the outcome of these people who already had Parkinson's disease. They did not notice this with waltz or foxtrot or tai chi or the no intervention group. So the tango triumphed again, the authors say. And they attributed this to tango's ability to address balance and gait, G-A-I-T, deficits, and social interaction context that requires working closely with a partner. This study, I want to tell you what it is in case there are tangueros out there or neurologists. It's Hackney et al., Effects of Tango on Functional Mobility in Parkinson's Disease, a preliminary study, the Journal of Neurologic Physiology Therapy, 2007, December 31st, Volume 4, pages 173 to 9. And then Hackney did another one, Health-Related Quality of Life and Alternative Forms of Exercise in Parkinson's Disease. And this is in a journal called Parkinson's Related Disorders, 2009, March 27th. And I would like to find out whether Dr. Hackney is a tango dancer. Probably he or she is, because once you begin it, there's something about it that becomes quite compelling. For those of you who are more interested in tango or reading about it anyway, that's what I usually do. I read about something first. There's a fantastic book called Tango, An Argentine Love Story by Camille Cusumano, C-U-S-U-M-A-N-O, who comes from a Sicilian background. And this is her journey of a year in Buenos Aires to dance tango. But she's also someone who has sat Zen meditation and done yoga for years and years. And she's the one who pointed out to me that tango is, in fact, a spiritual exercise, but it also involves exquisite balance. There's something called your axis, where you have to stay in on your axis and stay balanced. And then the motto is, don't think. So imagine that something so sensual and so fun and with such fantastic shoes could actually allow you to dance into your 90s and never slow down with any kind of gait problem. I'm all about it. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics that you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you can truly flourish on all levels by tapping into your innate inner wisdom.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.